Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Etherscan introduces address cards. Caldera integrates support for ZK-Sync's ZK stack. EtherFi launches a market-neutral stablecoin vault. And CZ faces a four-month prison sentence. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is sponsored by Harpy, an on-chain security solution for Ethereum-based wallets. Harpy helps you detect and prevent malicious transactions before they execute, safeguarding your assets from theft in real time. Secure your wallet for free at harpy.io/ETH daily. Etherscan introduced Cards, a new feature on its address pages that offers quick access to specialized information, including claimable airdrops, open token approvals, and input data messages. The claimable airdrops card, which is powered by Bankless, shows the number of unclaimed airdrops and their estimated value. Users are then directed to the Bankless claimable site to identify the airdrops. Reputable projects within the Ethereum community can add an Etherscan card to display specific information about an address directly on the Etherscan Explorer. Etherscan cards are currently only available for externally owned addresses and not for contract addresses. Caldera, a rollup as a service provider, introduced support for ZK-Sync's ZK stack, a framework for launching custom zero-knowledge powered hyperchains. Hyperchains are ZK EVM instances that operate in parallel, settle on Ethereum Layer 1, and connect through a shared bridge. The integration marks Caldera's first supported ZK rollup framework. The ZK stack offers two data availability options, including on-chain data with ZK rollup mode and off-chain data with ZK Porter. It also supports the use of a project's own tokens for sequencing. In addition to the ZK stack, Caldera already supports the Arbitrum Orbit and OP stack frameworks for optimistic rollups. EtherFi, the largest liquid restaking protocol with $3.7 billion in TVL, launched Liquid Market Neutral, a new managed DeFi strategy vault designed for stablecoin yield generation. The vault accepts deposits in USDC, USDT, DAI, and Ethena's USDE stablecoin, which are then deposited across Aave, Curve Finance, Gearbox Protocol, and Pendle Finance. As the vault's deposits increase, EtherFi intends to expand its yield sources to include Uniswap V3, Morpho Labs Blue, and Balancer positions. Market Neutral is EtherFi's second vault strategy. Its first vault focuses on generating yield for ETH and WEETH deposits. The vaults automatically rebalance positions to maintain optimal yield. And lastly, a U.S. District Court judge sentenced Binance founder CZ to 4 months in prison. The sentencing comes from a case initiated by the U.S. Department of Justice, which accused CZ of failing to comply with the Bank Secrecy Act and Know Your Customer requirements. Although the DOJ initially sought a 3-year sentence, the final decision was considerably less severe. Previously, CZ used the number 4 to convey a message of ignoring fear, uncertainty, and doubt. In other news, DeFi Llama releases an airdrop checker tool, Renzo launches its Res token, and Roger Ver is arrested for tax evasion. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.